Hello.
Hi, my name is Oscar, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities, and I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Mark Siders?
This is.
Got it. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Well, I started in 1984, so actually in November it'd be 39 years.
Wow, that's amazing, sir. Now, let me ask you, what is your primary branch of the trade?
Refractory.
Refractory, got it. And on the last job that you worked on, were you improver, finisher, helper, apprentice, journey-level mechanic, or foreman?
Foreman.
Foreman, got it. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I retired 5 years ago.
Understood. Approximately how many weeks have you been an employee that is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I retired 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. Got it. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over?
No, never.
Never?
No, never. I never did side work either.
Oh, understood.
I thought that made you the biggest scab there was.
Got it. In the past 12 months, by any chance, are you still having your union membership?
Say that again?
Do you still have your union membership active?
Yes.
And in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership by any chance?
No. No.
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
I'm proud to be a union member.
Oh, okay. Now, thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects?
More.
About the same? More?
More.
Got it. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same
Yes.
number?
Yes. I'm in downtown Cleveland, and they're putting up a brand new building right now.
Oh.
I don't know what the face is, but it's going up. Steel's going up.
Got it. And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work?
If not, in the local areas of the other unions that are close, yes, there's plenty of workers.
Understood. Now, before we move on with this, sir, I want to say thank you very much that you're taking the time to talk about that with me. I really appreciate that. And right now we are on the 25% completion of the survey. So let me ask you, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
About the same.
About the same. And now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe in that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I hope I'm still alive for that.
Okay. Understood. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned when you were working at that time? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, failing objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concern, or other?
The company I work for, it was a very, very safety-minded organization, and we were trained very well. We had training on a regular basis.
Okay, understood. And have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months, by any chance?
No, I haven't. I've been retired. I kind of like walked away from it.
Got
but
it.
I'm about ready to.
Oh, understood. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing?
No.
What about union organizing?
No.
And Pickering?
No.
And in the last 12 months?
I'm retired.
Oh, okay. Now, in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you usually work? Well, you are retired, you said. So give me just 1 second. I have a listing here, you know, about the items that when sometimes we used to get the information about the news and all of that. So I would like you to help me out by doing the rank of the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. So I have radio, cable news, the internet or social media, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, and friends and neighborhood. What is the first one that you regularly use to see your news?
What's the one you said that was online?
Yeah, radio, cable news, the internet or social media?
Yes, that.
The internet or social media is the first one, right? And what is the second source that you regularly use to see your news? Radio, cable news, local TV?
No, no. We get a newspaper delivered to us monthly for all the trades.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay, I was done. I was right in the middle of eating.
Oh, well, actually, sir, if you want, I can give you a call back then, probably an hour.
No, that's okay. I'm fine. You have a nice night. Bye.